listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you, Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. TeamMyrtleBeach.com, also available to you on the Sports Radio 100.3 app. Aaron Marks, Pat Payone here hanging out with you today. Lots of topics to get into. We're going to talk about Dustin Johnson is not going to be in the Olympics. He came out with that statement, so we'll give that some discussion. The UFC is sold for $4 billion with a B, so we'll give some more reaction to that as well. Also, is Serena the greatest, the most dominant athlete in her sport of all time? I think it's certainly warranted and up for discussion today after this past weekend and what she was able to accomplish out at Wimbledon. So still plenty to get into. 843-652-3776 is the number. You can hit us up on Twitter as well, at 1003theteam. What's your good, what's your bad, what's your ugly from the weekend in sports? We just revealed ours to you. And part of my ugly was when this happened. Yesterday, this weekend, was the U.S. Women's Open. And I want to make sure I get her name right. Brittany Lang was the one who won it. Brittany. Her name is Brittany. I feel the need to repeat that Brittany is the U.S. Women's Open champ. Brittany. Here's USGA President Diana Murphy. And we pulled this audio like from YouTube or something. Somebody was filming it on their phone. I don't know why, but we're glad they did. It's not the best quality audio, but you get the idea. Here's USGA President Diana Murphy presenting the trophy.
First, U.S. Women's Champion, Stephanie Lang. Yeah, Bethany, come right up here. Bethany, your performance this week really has been an inspiration to all the golfers.
Oh, man. That sucks, dude. Like, did she lean in and was like, my name's Brittany? Or did she just go with it? Like, I didn't see it live, and they cut off the video there. Do we know where it went from there?
No, I did not watch the rest of it. But as soon as she says Bethany, she kind of, like, takes a step forward expecting her name to be announced, and she says Bethany, and she, like, kind of looks around at everyone and then steps back again.
Come on up, Bethany. Bethany, get up here. You did a great job.
My evil twin sister, Bethany.
I mean, there was a lot of sports going on this weekend. You had Euro Cup, which was a fun game, you know, depending on your opinion of that. But people were watching it. You had Wimbledon going on. You had, you know, NBA Summer League going on. I don't know if you were watching the U.S. Women's Open. I don't know if you were watching. Do you watch the trophy? Like, I don't even really watch the trophy presentation most of the time after a PGA Tour event is wrapped up. So I have a feeling that many of you weren't watching this live. So it didn't have the impact that maybe some of these other had. We're going to compare it to some other embarrassing moments in just a sec. But let's just put this in perspective, y'all. I mean, so like, I don't know. Your 2008 U.S. Open champion is Timothy Woods. Like, you, it's so bad. So you're the president of the USGA. Like, carry a card up there or something if you know you're going to be nervous. Treat it like it's an award ceremony. Pull it out of an envelope. Guess what, everybody? You're the big winner.
And it's not like she didn't have time to practice this. These two girls that were in the playoff were in the playoff for about a half an hour. So you knew one of them was going to win the championship.
And I don't think the other one was named Bethany.
No, she was not.
So we've got two questions we can approach with this. One is the really fun one. Got me thinking this morning. My first thought when I heard about this was, man, that's pretty bad to be awarding a championship trophy in front to one of the biggest tournaments in the sport in the LPGA Tour, and to call her by the wrong name. That's pretty bad. You know, that's got to be up there. That's got to rank up there as one of the worst times that you could call a woman by the wrong name. So then Pat and I got thinking about it, and we were like, well, what are some other situations? All right, so outside of the obvious that's popping in your head right now, give me something creative. So, like, for me, And this is not from experience. This didn't happen to me. So just a little precursor to that. But like, let's say on your wedding day, you wrote your own vows. You know, you decided to, you were going to write your own vows. And right there in front of God and everybody, you call her by your ex-girlfriend's name. That would be really, really bad. I mean, you got your family there. You got her family there. The minister, whoever's, you know, running the ceremony. That would be pretty terrible. That sounds like the worst ever to me.
He's an idiot.
Thank you. What do you got? What do you think? What's the? We both have primary and secondary moments.
Yeah, I think just introducing them to anyone, but mostly your parents.
Yeah.
I think introducing them to your parents and getting the name wrong just sets you up for however long that relationship just sets you up for bad things coming in the future.
Well, you want to talk about setting up the relationship. One other that popped in my head is like maybe after like the first kiss, usually a special moment, like then you could call it the first and the last kiss, right?
Yeah, or the first time you ever say, like, I love you to somebody,
ooh,
and you call them the wrong name that way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. My other one is just, you know, it's not necessarily calling them the wrong name, but just, you know, using the wrong name. That's getting the wrong name tattooed on you. And so you're dating one girl or married to one girl, and you get a different girl's name tattooed on you. That's got to be pretty bad because that's there for a while.
Little bit. If you're, you know what, if you're considering the name tattoo at all, give me a call. I'll talk you out of it. What does Twitter have to say so far?
We have two that came in. Chris writes in, besides the obvious, how about a marriage proposal? So he's right on there with you.
Yeah, the proposal. That would, yeah, that would. But at least in the proposal, it's that's still bad. But it's just
real
the
bad.
Two of you. Unless you're doing it like in a stadium on the billboard and they put the wrong name up.
Or now, because of social media, everything is videotaped, and so there's going to be a historical document of that forever. Michael writes in, when you call the Democratic nominee Monica, oops. Yeah, wow. That's got to be the best one.
That's amazing right there. That's the leader in the clubhouse. That's the leader in the clubhouse. You know what? You give me one that's better than that, I'll hook you up with a couple of movie passes to the Stone Theaters over at the Market Common. How about that? We'll put a little prize on the line. Be creative. Have fun with it. If some of our female listeners want to sound off, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I would really love to hear what you have to say. So let me know your thoughts on the question. When is the worst time to call a woman by the wrong name? All right, so in comparing this, we have another poll question for you. Because there were some other awkward moments with notable individuals and botching names and countries. Here was the NFL draft. What was this, 2 years ago? 2 years ago at the NFL draft. The number one overall pick. It's in our intro.
Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
Quarterback, Oregon.
You hear the boos raining down. Who? Marcus who? I mean, at least he kind of got it right.
That
he got
guy wasn't on our draft right. Board.
Yeah. And then there's this moment. This has to be the most embarrassing because of the global audience.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia. I have to apologize. The first runner up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
So bad. So bad. So wait, rank them for us. Let us know which is the worst. We've got that on Twitter for you, at 1003 the team. Let's take a quick call. We got my man Kevin on the line. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for
I
us?
I have a couple answers for you.
Okay.
I have a quick story. I was married before I married the woman I married now.
Okay.
And when she moved in, the woman I married now, my mom had, it had been a long day, I'd been working all day, and my mom had called, asked how everything was going, and I called my wife now by my old wife's name, like three or four times on the phone with my mom, with my mom, on the first day she moved in with me.
And was she present?
She was sitting right there until she got up on the second time and went and hid herself in the room.
I think she's mad at me, and I can't figure out why.
I don't know what I did. So I got a quick good, bad, ugly.
Okay, go for it.
The good has been John Carlos Stanton. He's been like raking the ball lately.
Yep.
He had another 5 home runs. He had like 4 in a row at one point. So he's up to 20 now. The bad was just those fights. They just really weren't that interesting.
On Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ugly has got to be the Cubs and mm-hmm. the Mets. They have been terrible.
Good stuff, my man. Always
and
appreciate
one,
it.
And one quick shout out to Ryan Young for taking my dream job.
There you go. Yep. All yes, right. sir. Yeah, if you guys hadn't heard, Ryan is a very close friend of mine, and so many of you know who Ryan Young is. He has been the Coastal Carolina beat writer for the Sun News really for the last 5 years. We showed up here pretty much at the same time. So him and I have grown together here at Myrtle Beach, and we've got a great relationship. And he actually went public announcing the other day that he is going to be writing for an SEC website that's operated by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he will be residing in Gainesville covering the Florida Gators. So he's actually in Italy right now at a wedding. He's been posting all these photos, and I'm super jealous of him. But you know what? If anybody deserves to have the vacation that he's on right now, he does. The guy's been working his freaking tail off for a long time, but really over the last month or two with the constant travel and everything. So good for him, proud of him, and excited for what's in store for him down the road. So appreciate you bringing that up, Kevin. All right, so keep them coming in on Twitter. What's your good? What's your bad? What's your ugly? When is the worst moment you could share an actual story that happened? Have you ever, like, even just like someone maybe you just met, Pat? Have you ever...
Oh, no,
called a girl by the wrong name?
I've called a girlfriend by the wrong name.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think I have. I've forgotten the name, but played it off cool. Like in a moment, like you're going to say
like
the name.
Like you've recently met this person and you've forgotten their name? No, this was something someone I dated for a while, and I still called her by my ex-girlfriend's name, and she was not happy about it.
No, that doesn't go over well. That doesn't go over well. And Brittany Lang, I'm sure, is not pleased about being called Bethany repeatedly at her trophy presentation. All right, keep them coming in. Let's change gears a little bit. Let's talk a little NFL, just a quick segment coming up. The Broncos and Von Miller are trying to get a deal done. They have 4 days to get a deal done. What happens if they don't get a deal done? We'll discuss that story coming up next. Right now, let's take a look at your national sports update.